This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. That's freetalklive.com. Let's continue with the phone calls. What the show is about is taking your calls. Let's talk to Jeremy in Montana. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Jeremy, hey. Listening on KGEZ. Hello there.
Hello there. How y'all doing?
Just great. What's on your mind?
Hey, well, I was thinking about a few things. I was thinking about, you know, how Sean Hannity's a hooker, Michael.
It'll only be funny a few more times, Jeremy, just so you know.
You know, they're all. I want to explain why they're hookers.
Okay, right. Tell me why Sean Hannity's a hooker.
Because he sucks up to the whoever pays him the most money, and so does Savage. And
well, we'll do that too here on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, write us a check.
That's not a problem.
Well, we've talked about it, Ian. We've talked about it as far as advertisers go and things like that.
Yeah.
We've discussed, because I do the sales on the show. And
I had another history lesson if you get time.
Okay, hold on just a second.
Yeah, hold on.
You know, if the Navy or the Army were to come to us with ads, you said, okay, we'll take the ads just as long as we're allowed to talk crap about them when we come back. And, yeah, I mean, you know, we'll take their money for ads, but we're not going to kiss up to them because of it.
Yeah, exactly. So, Jeremy, your history lesson.
I want to talk about Salah ad-Din and the way the Christian movement moved in. And there's a movie for this, too, by Russell Crowe called Kingdom of Heaven. I don't know if any of you guys ever watched that movie before.
I'm not familiar with it, no. What is it? What is Salah ad-Din? What is that?
Hey, he was a Muslim king way back when, and when the Christians were moving from Europe over into the Middle East, and they were trying to take over everything, and then Salah ad-Din ended up kicking their butt in the end, but faithfully letting the Christians go because I think his name was Baldwin or something like that. No.
Was that one of the actors' names or the one of the people back then?
Well, it's an actual historical event.
So what was the name of the movie, Jeremy?
Kingdom of Heaven.
Kingdom of Heaven, and they went over there and...
What do you give it, five stars, four stars, how many stars?
So
give me a rating. Give me a rating on the movie.
I'd give it probably a 4.
Movie night with Jeremy. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. He's been recommending movies to us all week long.
Well, you know, he's probably getting to see some good ones. And it's nice to not have to see a bad movie. That stinks when you rent a movie and it's just no good.
Yeah. 1-800-259-9231. Luckily, we have the internet now, and you can go and read all the reviews you want to. It's not just the one guy who's the movie reviewer for your local newspaper or the one guy who reviews maybe on your local TV station. Now you can literally, you can spend an entire evening reading reviews.
Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, it's a great site.
Yeah.
Rotten Tomatoes is fun. You can write your own reviews nowadays, even. Internet Movie Database is another one. That's a good one. IMDb.com. Great movie site. Let's continue with your calls. Talk to Charles in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Charles.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's on your mind?
All right. My friend alerted me earlier today. Big time airplanes overhead today in our state. This is not commercial air traffic that we're used to, actually.
Sounds suspicious. What are you suggesting it is?
Well, he's suggesting to me it's chemicals. Chemtrails, actually.
Do you believe him?
I have no choice because I went out and I saw grid patterns overhead.
Well, now, what do you think they're doing with these grid patterns? What do you think these chemicals are for?
Well, I argued with him about it, like, over and over again. I said, well, you know, this is regular commercial air traffic, you know, they have routes and all this, and it blew my mind for a while. And I sat there and I thought about it, and then I went outside, and it was a clear blue sky, and then it started turning into kind of a foggy mist, and it's all of a sudden I started to see these non-dissipating jet streams overhead.
Uh-huh. Well, you understand that there are different atmospheric conditions that change depending on various different factors, and that can affect the contrails, which is what you're seeing.
Wouldn't you think that the government would want to be able to control the weather if they could?
That's what I'm saying, and that's what he's saying to me. He's like,
so he's saying this is for weather control, not mind control, because the chemtrail people believe various different things.
He's telling me to look up in the sky, and he wanted me to be aware of it.
So you're not a true believer then, like your friend is?
I'm not a true believer that somebody wants to rain down fluoride into my water. And
well, the fluoride's probably already in your water. That's done at the water treatment plant. But the chemicals, the idea that the government is flying around these
planes. It mixes. You release an agent in the sky, and then it comes and mixes with the groundwater, and then those chemicals combine.
Just put it into the water treatment plant?
I have well water. So if I'm drinking well water, then I'm not getting that second bonding agent.
Uh-huh.
I can't tell you what it is that they might or might not be spraying into the sky. I wouldn't step out on a limb and say, no way the government's out there spraying stuff out of planes. I think they very well could be doing that. I don't know. I know what contrails are, and then, I know that contrails will sometimes...
These aren't contrails. I mean, contrails disappear.
Some do, some don't.
Depends on the atmospheric conditions, dude.
I don't know. Let's say that they're spraying stuff out. It makes perfectly good sense to me that the government would want to control the weather. I don't know anything beyond that. It seems like the government could get into your drinking water. They've got enough people that they're getting into their drinking water that they don't need to worry about the few people that have wells out there.
And you also understand that when it comes to these allegations of the secret chemical spraying going on, you understand this has to be a huge conspiracy, right? Like, there are a lot of guys that are working on these airplanes, they're flying the airplanes, the techs, the engineers on the ground that are fixing the airplanes. That's a lot of people to keep quiet about something pretty insidious. I mean, this plot is pretty insidious.
Controlling the weather isn't that insidious.
Well, he's saying it's controlling the weather, but you and I both know that many of these conspiracy theorists believe that it's to control your mind, basically.
It could. I understand that they may or may not believe that.
That's what he was just suggesting there, that it's chemicals going into your water that you're going to drink. That has nothing to do with the weather, right?
Well they're being dispersed everywhere.
Sort of.
Yeah, they're being dispersed everywhere.
A lot of people are getting sick, and...
People have gotten sick for a long time.
Why would the government want to make you sick?
Like a new plague, or...
Why would the government want to give you the plague?
I don't know.
Why hasn't it happened yet? I mean, they've been arguing.
I can see why the government, if I've heard stories about fluoride making people more placid, like doe-eyed cows, and that sounds like something the government.
Well,
would
I'd
want.
Imagine fluoride's a poison. I mean, you apply it to your teeth, you don't ingest it.
Sure, fluoride will kill you if you have enough of it. Absolutely. So will lots of chemicals that we use.
When you ingest it through a water supply on a daily basis, that's supposed to help your teeth somehow?
No, it doesn't. In fact, what it does is they found in the gulags in the Soviet Union, and even the Nazis found that when they fed the prisoners a water laced with fluoride, it made them more compliant and less likely to escape. Makes them lose it.
I've heard that, it could very well be true. I haven't done a lot of fluoride research, but, I don't know.
What about the families of the people flying the planes? Don't you think they're concerned about their families, getting poisoned?
That's the thing. That's what I said to my friend. He alerted me to this, and he said, I'm watching this right now. You need to be watching this. Like, they're flying grid patterns, and I don't know if it's an Air Force base launching out of whatever, flying their test runs or whatever they do. I'm not involved with any of that, and I wouldn't know anyway, and they don't want me to know. But I see these grid patterns going across the sky, and it's not like regular commercial jet airline traffic.
Because you're an expert about that, right?
Hell no.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. And here's what I want to know. So? I mean, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do, even if it were true? Here's my solution. Let's get rid of the federal government. Then if it's the feds that are behind it, we won't have that problem anymore. If that really is a problem, and I don't believe it is for a moment. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light, self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements, purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call Jeff at 562-544-0507 now to order. That's 562-544-0507. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Martin. You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, Sakel CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com and do business with Business Support Free Talk Live.
All right, 800-259-9231. So we talked bad about chemtrails. Now here comes another chemtrail caller. Who is this? You're Anthony. You're actually on Free Talk Live.
I'm Anthony. Good evening, gentlemen. First time online here. I was listening to the gentleman talking about chem or contrails or both.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I'm not sure if you're familiar with the DVD called Aerosol.
Nope.
Sounds like another paranoid conspiracy DVD, sir.
You're just guessing?
Pardon me?
Would that be another paranoid conspiracy DVD?
No, I would say it's very legit, scientific, objective, and it's you decide.
So what's the conclusion on the DVD?
They really didn't bring up a conclusion at this point.
Mm-hmm.
because they felt you should decide on how you feel about what's presented.
I have my own conspiracy theory, Anthony. Can I share it with you?
Sure.
Okay. I think that things like chemtrails and the World Trade Center and all these other conspiracy theories that are proffered out there, some of them may have some level of truth to them. I don't really know. But I think the reason why they're put out there is to distract people from the real issue. And the real issue is, of course, the government ruling over their lives and enslaving them. So, for instance, just a few moments ago, we were talking, before the beginning of the hour, we were talking about civil disobedience. We were talking about disobeying the government people and living free and really powerful ideas that could really change the world. And then somebody calls up to start talking about something totally irrelevant to the future of freedom in America, and that is chemtrails, that we should all be out looking up at the sky instead of talking about this civil disobedience stuff. Instead of talking about liberty and freedom, we should be pondering chemtrails and watching DVDs. I think that the real conspiracy out there is a conspiracy to waste your time with nonsense, sir. How do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, it all depends on how you look at it. It depends on what your vantage point is, your perspective is. I don't imply that a person should just go out and look at the sky, but I do believe that there is some sense to it, and it actually may have some application to what you're talking about, liberty and freedom.
No, I don't see how that could be. Can you explain it?
Well, if you go into the science, it all depends on how you look at life and how you look at in the environment and the changes that have occurred and the things that are actually happening that are probably having an effect on our life and liberty. And I agree that, hey, that's the most important thing. And I would say that maybe there are some other avenues in which you can take that would actually get to the core a little quicker. But this is something that we have to consider because of the evidence of the change in the health of the people in the areas that have been influenced by these things.
Okay. So let's consider it real quick. I was talking to my co-host here off the air, and I'm not completely convinced that the government wouldn't be trying to spray crap in the sky to affect the weather. I'm not convinced that they would or wouldn't. But let's say that they are out there spraying stuff into the sky, and we'll leave it there as to what that stuff's doing. They're just spraying things in the sky. Let's say that they're doing it for the weather. How come they aren't saying out loud to all of us, "We're spraying crap in the sky to control the weather. We're great. You'd have rain right now or wouldn't have rain or whatever it is."
Ever wonder why there wasn't a tornado last year? It's because we've been spraying. So it's clearly not the weather, right? Because if it were, why wouldn't they promote it?
Why wouldn't they do that? Why wouldn't they say, this is what we're doing?
Well, because if they were trying to, let me just play devil's advocate. Maybe if they are manipulating the weather in some way and they are creating more rain here, if there's a flood there, then they could be sued. But if you
No, they couldn't. It's the government.
Yeah, well, true. But, I mean, somebody would try to sue them. Or try to hold them responsible.
I had a pothole 2 days ago, flattened my tire. Those damn government people paved the road. I intend to send them a bill. I have no expectation that they're actually going to pay it.
Of course.
None.
Anthony, your thoughts?
Yeah, all I'm saying is you know, just be open and objective to maybe consider looking at it.
Here's my objection to what you're saying there. I'm not a closed-minded guy, dude. I've seen some of the videos. I've watched the conspiracy videos. I've seen every Alex Jones movie that he's ever made, for instance. So I've spent a little bit of time looking into this stuff. So it's not like I'm not open-minded. It's just that after watching all of the conspiracy stuff and learning about freedom and liberty, I understand that my time is best spent advancing freedom and liberty instead of being open and investigating all the various different conspiracies out there, because it's irrelevant to me whether or not this is is true. Whether or not it is true, sir, it doesn't matter to what I'm doing. And what I'm doing is talking about freedom on the air six nights a week and getting active here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project to actually restore or to get liberty in my lifetime. So whether it's true or not is completely irrelevant to the fact that I am interested in withdrawing from the federal system entirely and living my life as I see fit.
Well, freedom and liberty will actually expose some of these things that are going on, whether it be contrails, chemtrails, or other things.
We certainly agree there.
Are conspiracies.
Isn't it also about striking the root? You hear that saying, strike the root. And you have to get to the root of the problem. Liberty is being lost in this country. What is the root? Because if you just strike the branches, they grow back stronger.
Yeah, that's all this is. It's just a branch somewhere. It's like a twig somewhere out on the end of the tree. Completely irrelevant to advancing freedom in our lifetime. But thank you, sir, for the call, though. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You can't say that we censor these guys or anything like that. So it's not like we're closed-minded. It's just we've heard it all before. I mean, people have been calling this show about chemtrails since day one of syndication.
Mm.
I got a promo that we made out of one guy that goes back since like the first week we were on the air. So people can put up all the websites and the pictures and stuff they want. If it's really happening, you're not going to stop the federal government from doing it.
Right.
I mean, these are the same
people on it. I just don't think it's going to matter.
Right. We know they do awful things. It's not like my head's in the sand here saying, oh, the federal government's, they're just great. They're just out there to keep us safe. That's nonsense. We know the federal government and state governments.
We talk about bad things the government does all the time.
Right. We know they're dangerous. We know they tested nuclear weapons in Nevada and Utah. We know that absolutely for a fact that that's a terrible, awful thing. We know there were eugenics programs. Heck, there might still be. I mean, this is what happens when people believe that they have power over others. And that's what we need to change. We need to change the mindset of the American people, the idea that there is this thing called authority and that people genuinely have it. That people who are just like you are somehow better than you or in positions of more importance than you. That's what we need to disabuse people of, is their obedient mindset to the government. Not change their mind about whether or not they're looking at contrails or chemicals being sprayed in the sky. So, strike the root. I agree with that, Wayne. The real issue is the state and its existence and voluntary society versus a controlled society by the government.
And the stories we talk about on the air here, we talk about news stories. And you can look at the facts of the news story and see what the government is doing. Whereas chemtrails is speculation,
right,
no matter how you cut it.
We don't have to speculate whether or not the government is kicking in people's doors and taking them in and killing them or putting them in jail cells because of a plant they might happen to have in their possession. We don't have to speculate on that. That's a fact. And it's horrible, and that needs to stop. But again, we have to strike the root to stop that problem, too. More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today. Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you want on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145 today.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. I'm the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features for free. Enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including, by the way, the archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, go and grab them up right there on the front page of the website for your download and convenience. freetalklive.com. Are you looking for an intellectual challenge this summer? Join students from around the world at a free summer seminar sponsored by the Institute for Humane Studies. Hear lectures from top faculty and discuss the ideas of liberty and their current applications. Get more information at libertarianseminars.com. That's libertarianseminars.com. We go continuing with your phone calls. It's Tony in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tony.
Hey, how's it going, Jeff?
What's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind is your... like your intellectual ability to understand the chemtrail issue, put your other topics that you profess to have ability and understanding in question, because it's not all conspiracies. I mean, if you go on Google, type in aerosol dispersion, take a look at the contracts the government has with various agencies for dispersing chemicals via aerosol spray in the atmosphere.
Okay.
Now check out barium and how it.
What is it? What was that again? Check out what?
Barium.
Check out barium and barium? How it reacts with the HAARP antenna in Alaska.
Okay.
For radiation purposes.
A lot of people could do this. There's probably somebody running to their computer right now to do just what you say. But wouldn't you
agree?
You guys
don't have computers?
What's that?
You guys don't have computers?
Oh, I've got a computer.
I say there are probably people doing just that. But what I think the point we've been trying to make here, and I think it's really a good one, is that, you know, like it's speculative in the sense that a lot of people don't believe it. I, for one, am skeptical, and I've been on the air here for, 3 years, hearing chemtrail calls for a long time, and I'm only just now getting to the point where I believe that the government may be doing something like that for weather. Now, whereas what we talk about on the air, generally, six nights a week, we talk about real, live things that the government does, that the news reports on, that nobody's questioning most of the facts on.
You don't have to go to some obscure website to try to uncover the truth.
Right. It's not some rambling website that goes on for...
You don't have to go anywhere to uncover the truth, but you know, you guys have opinions that, you want to put your opinions forth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's cool, and you've got issues that you're talking about that are real, that happen every day. But if you just blanketly, throw things in a bin and say, oh, yeah, it's a conspiracy or whatever, and you haven't even fully investigated it, then that makes me a little skeptical.
You know what I wonder about you guys? Do you even listen?
Talking about.
Like, Tony, do people like you conspiracy types, do you even listen to what we say? Because we just spent the last segment of the show.
I'm not a conspiracy type.
Whatever, man. We just spent the last segment of the show talking to another guy about this issue, and I think I made it very clear. I have seen several videos over the years. I have looked into many of these claims in the last several years of my life. And I have come to the conclusion that is a waste of my time, considering what
not
my
goal... incorrect. Not that barium doesn't react with the big HAARP antenna
right,
in Alaska.
Right.
We haven't come to that conclusion.
Right.
However, I'm not looking into it any further because it doesn't matter to me.
Right. The conclusion here is that I have better things to do with my precious 24 hours in a day, or probably more like 16 to 18 waking hours in a day, and I'm not going to spend it trudging through the chemtrail websites to try to convince myself that this might actually be true, because I don't care whether it's true or not. As I've said before, and I'll let you respond here in a moment, maybe you're listening this time, as I've said before, my goal is to expand liberty. My goal is to help people understand, to effectively communicate what freedom is all about, so hopefully we can actually have liberty sometime in our lifetimes, and it does not seem relevant to advancing liberty to chase all of these conspiracy theories. I know you hate that word, but that's the word I'm going to label it with for right now, because it's completely irrelevant to what I'm trying to do. Does that make sense to you at all, or are you just really upset because I'm not going to the website you want me to go to?
Oh, I don't want you to go to a website. I don't care if you go to a website. I'm just saying, if you're professing opinions... You have opinions. Your opinions are based in some form of education or knowledge that you can't. It's not intellectually feasible for you to sit back and dismiss something you haven't fully investigated.
At what point do I fully investigate? That's the question. I think that this rabbit hole goes on forever.
Sure, it does.
I could fully investigate. And then I would come back and say, no, I don't believe it. And you'd just call me a jackass. You'd say, you didn't fully investigate enough. You didn't look at it the right way.
See, he investigated more than you did,
right?
Mark.
You know, this is a rabbit hole. It's just an endless, bottomless pit, this fully investigate thing, this education thing on, chemtrails or 9/11 or you pick your...
JFK.
JFK. The hood, for God's sakes.
Tony?
The thing is you guys have, you guys have a show. I listen to you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever this subject seems to come up, it comes up and you get a bunch of heated phone calls from a bunch of conspiracy theorists that mm-hmm. are upset about it.
Right.
I don't happen to be one of those, but I do, what I have a problem with is that you guys both seem real smart to me, and I don't see... I can't see you really believing what you're saying. I think it might be more of an issue where you need guys to call in to get pissed off.
Oh, absolutely not.
To talk to.
No, nope.
How much research should I do, Tony?
You guys are too smart to be sitting there just blanketly.
I appreciate the underhanded insults you're dishing out right now, but how much research? Should I do?
I really like you guys. So,
he's suggesting we're smart, but. We're not smart enough.
I don't see it that way. I just, I think that the position that we've explained is the only position I can come up with.
How much should I do?
The fact is, there's no end to the amount of studying I could do on chemtrails.
I know.
If I came...
It's just an issue. I know it's a side issue.
It really is.
Sidetracks from the real things. I know that there's things that are going on every day in everybody's community that they could be spending time on instead of researching mm-hmm. chemtrails.
Yeah.
I understand what you guys are saying. That's, you guys have a valid point there.
Good.
I mean,
thank goodness.
You know, there are
I'm glad it came across to you.
Yeah, there are. I mean, people could be doing things every day, but it's just a subject. You know, it's a subject matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not necessarily a mentality.
And you can't say that you haven't been able to focus on it, Tony. I mean, you and the last two or three callers have been
45 minutes.
You know, yeah, the bulk of this hour has been about chemtrails.
Yep, we've been talking about chemtrails.
So you know, instead of
just because we're not up here preaching from the pulpit about chemtrails, the message of chemtrails has been out there.
Oh yeah, and people that want to go and do all the research they want to do can certainly go and do it. There's no end to the chemtrail conspiracy sites.
I suggest people research about how to go down and file to run for a member of the city council or get on the water board or do something around here. You know, you're talking about water. Well, you know, go down and demand, you know, to see what they're putting in your water.
I mean, there you go.
You can do that.
Yeah, now that's something tangible. That's action. That's really doing something. Whereas sitting there just absorbing internet websites, especially crackpot ones. And by the way, it's so hard to find anything that looks not like a crackpot website representing the chemtrail movement. They all look like rambling, crazy sites that were designed in 1998.
The main problem is that the disinformation basically comes from the word chemtrail. And so if you actually use the word that's used for the method of dispersing whatever it is, aerosol
dispersion,
you'll come up with all the things that they do on a regular basis.
You're assuming I can spell aerosol.
Google will correct that for you.
Yeah,
hey, Tony, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
If Google was spraying things from the sky,
it'd be good stuff.
Probably right.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome.
Actually, I found a website called bariumblues.com.
Mm-hmm.
And the hook line for their website is, "Our atmosphere is a platform for the latest technologies of war. Many of the photos on this site were taken around my home." And if you look, you'll see a lot of strange photos of the sky.
My favorite one was the chemtrail site that claimed to have evidence, hard evidence. And it appeared to be pictures of spiders' webs, very strange kind of web-like structures. And they were claiming that they fell from the sky one day. I mean, what? It's just pictures, man. What can you do with
this? I know they sprayed melathion from the sky in Bradenton, Florida. I know they did it.
Right. We know about that. We went through that. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit LibertarianSeminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at LibertarianSeminars.com. The deadline to apply is March 31st.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and the Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at LibertarianSeminars.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
In a world where danger situations happen, to include unforeseen world events, outdoor accidents, destructive weather, or even countries in conflict, a person should be prepared. In the wilderness, at home or on the road, sometimes extreme measures are necessary to survive. Prepare yourself in advance and don't wait until disaster strikes. BestGlide.com is your leader in high-quality preparedness and emergency survival gear. BestGlide.com carries survival equipment for everyone, which includes our pre-configured survival kits or kits built to your specifications. Survival equipment, emergency fishing kits, fire starting, survival tools, and medical kits are available at BestGlide.com. Many items are standard issued for military and peacekeeping agencies worldwide, including U.S. Navy, U.S. Army, FBI, and many others. When ordering online, be sure to use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount off your order, or mention GCN when ordering via phone for your 10% discount. Call 888-834-9971 or visit BestGlide.com. That's 888-834-9971 or BestGlide.com. Prepare yourself. Visit BestGlide.com today.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call. If you make it right now, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features we give away. So enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then go and become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board. It'll cost you all of $3 a month. And what do? We take that money in and we turn it right back around, reinvest it into the show, and get on more radio stations across the country to spread the message of freedom and liberty and as fast as possible. So get on over there and get signed up. You'll get some perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in line, chat room, forum. All of the details are there for you at amp.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls. Let's talk to Lee in Kalispell, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Lee. Lee, Kalispell?
Hey,
Lee.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I got to give you a few facts here on your chemtrails.
Okay.
We chat one other time on this, but let me give you a little more in depth.
Oh, boy.
And I know how. I was a metallurgist for 5 years at an aluminum smelter. And there's a video called Aerosol Crimes, free download, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
They have a chemical analysis of this stuff. Now, the number one element in there is lithium. You know one of the main things they use lithium for?
Controlling mood swings.
Patients, right. Bipolar, manic depressives. Well, my ex-wife, which is why she's my ex-wife, took that, and I looked at her little brochure and everything, and it had like 1.08% lithium in there. I'm thinking, well, like, what kind of good is this going to do her? Well, if you and I take it, it'll put us on our knees. But for, you know, bipolar, it makes them normal. It takes care of the highs.
Okay.
So it makes you lethargic. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know what the chemical analysis was on that? And I ran spectrometers for 5 years. Spectrochemical analysis accurate to 4 decimal places.
Okay. Do tell.
Right. 2.9%.
So that's a lot of lithium?
That's 3 times what you get in a prescription.
And you would need that because they're diluting it by putting on the water. And
well, a lot of it gets away. Now, well, the main
how did they get the sample, Lee?
They got the sample from airborne particulates at high altitude before they had dispersed. But you can look at any cirrus cloud.
How did they do that exactly? Were they following the airplane? And
they did it 40 years ago for the fluoride at a aluminum plant put out into the cherry orchards. And you know what? It was accurate. I mean, it compared exactly with the specs the aluminum plants said that they were admitting before they had rules that said you can't admit that. But the other thing is there's aluminum oxide, which is bauxite that you make aluminum out. It's also used in sandpaper and everything else. But the thing is, and we had to analyze this stuff before they could put it in the pots, was aluminum oxide absorbs 30 times its weight in moisture. Any doubts, look at a box of Tums, Rolaids, any of those.
So what are you getting out of
it? Or an antiperspirant. Why would you have an antiperspirant to absorb the moisture? Same with Tums.
What is it you're getting at, though? I understand what you're saying.
Well, it absorbs the moisture out of the air, which keeps it encapsulated within the aluminum oxide. Hence, it becomes heavier than air, which is why the clouds look like they're kind of like a rain cloud coming down. But they were spraying us today. They were spraying us yesterday. I am going to go out and buy a darn video camera.
Oh, there's plenty of videos on the internet, Lee, and you can go and watch videos of contrails all day long if you want to, I'm sure.
Yeah, but the way they bleed is totally out of sequence to the way a normal
one thing that you're never going to be able to tell us about is what the weather looks like, because I don't spend much time studying the weather. I just don't, I don't have much of a frame of reference.
Well, start smoking and go outside and take a break and take a look at the sky for 10 minutes, and when you start seeing a...
I live in New Hampshire, dude. It's cold outside.
Hey, I'm in Montana. It isn't warm here.
A man can die in weather like this.
Pardon?
So a man could die in weather like this.
I don't think I understand, Lee. Are you suggesting this is for mind control or weather control or both?
Yes. If the government's doing it, isn't for one reason.
Huh. Okay.
Well, it's absorbing the moisture.
So what's your plan, Lee? What are you going to do about it?
It hits the Rocky Mountains here.
What are you going to do about it? You going to take some pictures? What are you going to do about it?
Well, right now, all you can do is enlighten and try to get your political guys to start doing research on it, admitting that there's something out there. There's been a few people that admitted that this isn't normal, but, that's a few people. It's like Ron Paul being one of the great guys out there saying that the economy's a little messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's one of the sole voices, so the thing to do about it is try to get a few more voices, which requires what you guys doing.
But why choose this issue, Lee? Why this one?
Why? Because they won't tell us about it. They don't even acknowledge it exists.
Why not
aliens? We've all been smoking or something. I don't know.
I mean, why not aliens? I mean, there's a lot of people on that issue, and that hasn't really gone anywhere either.
I
don't admit to that.
You see them putting big old clouds and stuff. Plus, you can see the jets. But I had a picture that didn't come out very good on my digital camera of a regular jet paralleling one of those, and I took four of them over a 12-minute period of time, and the regular jet was gone in like 4 minutes, his contrail, which is condensation. The other guy's thing grew about 10 times its normal size and just kind of started drifting down.
Well, you do understand that there are rebuttals out there from people that are actually experts about the atmosphere and what goes on up there that, they just basically just blast the chemtrail conspiracy people out of the sky, so to speak.
I'm not a conspiracy guy. I'll tell you this. We don't have Montana skies here anymore.
Well, hey, guess
besides
what?
Besides that,
things change, Lee. You do understand that. One of the things that's constant in this world is change, and that includes the environment we live in. So just because things aren't the same way they were 50 years ago doesn't mean jack squat.
Well, I don't have 50, but I have the last five. But you get 12 or 15 of these things in an hour. This isn't the boys from Maelstrom Air Force having fun. This is totally irregular.
Why don't you chase down one of them one time and see where they land and who they are and what they're up to, Lee, and then let us know what happens.
Why don't you get me a ticket for one of them Learjets and we could just go do that?
That's a crazy,
well, with
crazy...
I don't think it's so crazy. With all the chemtrail people out there, sure, you can. Certainly one of them has an airplane at their disposal.
That's why they got the samples off that video, the high-altitude samples.
Yeah. Well, thank you for the call tonight, Lee. We appreciate it, as always. 800-259-9231. It just seems like such a waste of time and effort. But, hey, it's your life. You can spend it on whatever you want to do. And if what you want to do is go out and take pictures of chem or contrails or whatever the hell they are, clouds in the sky, then by all means, you have fun with your new hobby. Let's continue with your phone calls, and we will talk to Matt in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I heard you a few weeks ago talking about skateboarding.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd just like to say thanks for bringing that to some people's attention.
What about, I mean, we weren't talking about just skateboarding. You mean like the police cracking down on the skateboarders? Is that what you're referencing?
Yeah, there was a woman who called in about her son, I believe.
Being hassled?
Yeah, and I'm 28, so I've been doing it for a long time. But I remember growing up in Minneapolis and having a cop put me in a submission hold.
Oh, ouch. What were you doing?
And skateboarding in front of a federal building.
Ah.
So.
Terrorist skateboarding. Any skateboarding near a federal building is automatically terrorist. Terroristic skateboarding.
What's in that backpack?
Yeah, exactly. Here in Seattle, if you even skate in front of the federal building, there's security coming out within minutes.
You know what it is? It's just they don't like people that have fun. They're just all uppity, and they don't like the fact that you're out there having fun. That's what their problem is.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And then I also want to thank you for doing the show in the first place. I picked it up maybe 2 years ago.
Wow.
On a podcast. Cool. And I remember the reason I listened twice was because Mark's rant about homeless people.
Ah, yes.
Do you remember that, Mark?
Well, I often talk badly
about... You can rant again right now.
I often talk badly about homeless people. I'm not very fond of them.
Yes. And so pretty much the hatred that I felt for you at that moment...
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know...
...had me become a regular listener, but in time I've come to love you guys.
Thank you.
He's a cuddly little guy.
You know, that's part of what talk radio is that people get emotional one way or the other, positive or negative, about a particular host and whatever it is issue that they talk about, and they listen. Rush Limbaugh, some of the numbers I've heard is that Republicans listen to Rush Limbaugh for basically two segments and a day, whereas Democrats will listen for over an hour into the area of six and seven segments. Mm-hmm. So depending on your political affiliation, it's the people that hate them that listen more.
Yeah, but the Democrats don't come around to agree with them like some of our listeners do.
Well, we have a consistent message.
That's true. Thanks for the call tonight, Matt. We appreciate it. It has been Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
I'll be back Monday night. Mark's going to be taking over the show for the next 3 days, and he's going to have some special guest hosts.
That's right. Inmates running the asylum, baby.
Yeah. So, we'll see you. We're going to try to get the archives online every night, but if they're hours late or they come online the next morning, do forgive us. We'll see you tomorrow, or they'll see you tomorrow. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. The Healing.